Good morning, guys, or good afternoon.
These are fun.
Fun night, or whatever you call it. Just in here right now, I'm going to make you guys another radio show. See what we can start off with. I'll start off with some news. Here, my classmates in the background, they're all loud. They're all ignorant. They won't give me the light of day to tell you guys about some news here. Tell you about the wrestling team that went to Gillingham and how they did. Yeah. On Friday, October 30th, the small but rambunctious wrestling team traveled to the town of Dillingham. While in Dillingham, they participated in a wrestling tournament. Many wrestlers from all over participated and attended. There were 15 schools in all, and about 150 total. Belton enjoyed his time in Dillingham and thought it was a great learning experience. Even though he had tons of fun, he wishes they could have gone to the Halloween dance. Dalton wrestled in two matches, his first against a young boy from Barrow, the next against a boy from Dillingham. Those two matches were the first of his career. He did very well. He did admit that one of the kids put him in a cradle, and it hurt very badly. Devin also had fun and time in Dillingham. This was Devin's second trip to Dillingham this year. The first being when he qualified for X-Country Regionals September. Devin also wrestled in his first two matches of high school wrestling career. The first against a good friend of the rookies, Alvin Crystal Bay, and the second against a boy from New Studio. He said Dillingham was a great learning experience and exciting for ACS. Drayton was very upset that he didn't get to trick-or-treat. He wrestled a kid from Dillingham in his first match and Barrow in his second. Dre didn't have the greatest time in Dillingham, but he is quite excited for the ACS tournament. The wrestlers leave for ACS this Thursday, or today, and hope to return on the following Saturday. Ethan, the only junior high wrestler, wrestled in three matches. First one against a boy from Ustiak, second from Dillingham, and third from Nome. Ethan said he had a great time now. Knows what to look forward to in the future. Ethan had never wrestled before in a tournament, but did extremely well considering the people in his weight class. Ethan told me he inherited a nickname from the bracket guy. He kept writing it down as Zach. Ethan isn't quite sure how he got Zach out of Ethan, but he just went with it. That's cool, I guess. Sorry, you guys are probably barely even hearing me loud in your class. They're so freaking loud and I don't know how to shut up. Oh, it's fine. They're all good though. I'll tell you about Delta Creeks generates power and savings. Congratulations, top AR readers, accelerator readers. Number one, Glenn, first place is a 3.0. Number two is Leilani with a 2.8. Number three is Kayla with a 1.8. That was the youngest division. Here's a grade up is Elena in first place with 10.7 first place. Brian, second place, 10.1. Rayetta, third place, 9.5. Grade up again is Dylan, first place, 12.3. Sadie, second place, 9.9. Elia, third place, 8.9. Grade up again, Noah, first place, 12.2. Jay, second place, 10.9. Cindy, third place, 6.8. Grade up, Mariah, first place, 9.7. Jaden, second place, 6.7. Gary, third place, 5.4. And then grade up is Dylan, first place for 15.2. Nika, second place, 14.2. Amber, third place, 10.7. And I'll tell you about the Delta Creek generates power and savings. Sometimes during August this year, King Cove got a new boiler up at the Delta Creek. hydroelectric facility, also known as a powerhouse. It was said that it was supposed to generate enough waste heat to save the school district a lot of money and buying fuel all the time with those outrageous prices. These days, the prices for diesel is very high in King Cove. $3. The new boiler was $5.7 million. It was also said to be the sole energy source. After they got the new boiler installed in October, everything altogether was about $250,000 to install it. It's supposed to be paid for by the Alaska Energy Authority. Everyone in town gets a good amount of electric power from the new boiler. It will run through the electric boiler and produce heat for King Cove School and maybe even some other local buildings. But since the boiler was just put in not long ago, the city said they are not predicting how much energy will be saved. However, it helped the city with 19,439 gallons of diesel fuel for 1 year, which would save the city about $63,452. There's a thing called a switchgear, which helps integrate the hydropower is running on low flow. The switchgear turns on the diesel generator all by itself, but when the hydropower is running on high flow, the electric power is used in the electric boiler. Then the waste is supposed to be in the school. The diesel fuel doesn't need to be used for generating heat. Oh my gosh, it's so loud and so sad. Nothing else too much on this stupid King Cove Drive. If I come up with a better one in 5 minutes. It's ridiculous. Let's see what else we have for you. I want to tell you some NBA scores, I think. Let's see. Yesterday's NBA scores: Chicago 1-2 Toronto and lost 89-99. Golden State 1-2 Indiana and lost 94-108. Utah went to Boston and lost 85-98 or 86-105. And Charlotte went to Detroit and lost 75-98. And Philadelphia went to New Jersey and beat them 82-79. Atlanta went to New York and beat them 114-101. Portland went to Minnesota and beat them 107-84. Cleveland went to Orlando and beat them 102-93. Denver went to Milwaukee and lost 102-108. Memphis went to Houston and lost 79-104. Dallas went to San Antonio and lost 83-92. Oklahoma City went to Los Angeles Clippers and won 83-79. And New Orleans went to Phoenix and lost 104-124. Okay, and then today's basketball games are Cleveland playing Miami, Phoenix playing Los Angeles Lakers. It's all on TNT. Cleveland and Miami is 8 p.m. Eastern, and Phoenix and Los Angeles is 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Watch it live on TNT. Okay. Let's see what else I can tell you here. President Obama joins the next president to have a cast off the old Air Force, such legs and troops. Oh, okay. Let me see here, and then I'm gonna play a song for you guys. I'm gonna play. I want to play Paparazzi by Lady Gaga for you guys. Hope you guys like it. So I like it. Okay, here it is. Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
This photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flies. superstar, you know that I'll be your papa, paparazzi. Don't miss, I'll be kind, but I won't stop until that boy is mine.
Where are you girls gone? Okay, volleyball team's leaving. Oh my god, really? Okay, let me try to tell you guys again. The volleyball team is leaving right now to Bristol Bay for what, Chana Joe?
Volleyball
team is leaving Bristol Bay for volleyball, I guess. It must be regionals or something, I don't know. What? It's not regionals, never mind. What is it?
It's a tournament.
Okay, they just gone up there for a tournament, and they're probably going to lose.
Stop.
Okay, I'm going to stop. They might win. They have a good chance at winning. Sometimes. They might win, though. You never know. The other team might get swine flu, you know, and they might. So, it's going to be cool. It's going to be close. I'm going to kick back, read you guys some ADN news. Let's see if I can find an article here for you guys. God, everyone's just talking in my office here. Can't even freaking make a freaking radio show. Everyone's so loud. We're gonna have to put a red light on or say on the air next time because everyone's loud. I can't believe it.
All raisins for her.
Okay, top 10 cars for ADN. Holy, you can't even hear it, Honey Lou. 2001 Ford F-150 is number one. It's $11,990. Beetle auto sale. 2001 Toyota RAV4, $11,999 is number two. Number three is 2000 Dodge Ram Wagon, $16,999. All these cars look like crap. 2005 Chevrolet Astro, $9,999. 2005 Ford Focus, $8,999 is number 5. Number 6, 2005 Ford Focus, $8,999. Number 7 is 2004 Dodge Caravan, $6,999. 2001 Dodge Ram Van, $9,999. 2000 Chevrolet Silverado 1509. It's number 9, $10,999, and it's number 9. Number 10 is 2004 Mazda RZ or RX8, $15,999, and that's the 10th truck. That's probably the best truck. This thing's all crappy. The orders are all screwed up. No one knows even what they're doing on this car show. How's it going, Mr. Lindquist?
Love you, Cody.
Okay. That's Mr. Lindquist loved me. Everyone knows that. He's the greatest principal in the world and the greatest basketball coach. Let me see here. Oh, I feel a lot better now that Mr. Lindquist gave me a pat on the back. Wouldn't you feel better, Mr. Giro?
Probably feel a little.
Why? You know Mr. Lindquist, don't you?
Not like that. You're recording this, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to stop.
Okay, I'm not stopping because President Obama's visiting Alaska and I have to write about it. Okay. President Obama's gonna visit Alaska. See here, let's wait for this thing to load up. School computer's a little slow. Not on my computer today, so I'm on something different right now, and it's a little slower. Let's see here, NBA.com. Oh, crap. Barack Obama joins the ranks of presidents today who have used a gas stop at Elmendorf Air Force as an opportunity to stretch its legs and meet the troops. Alaska has broken up trips for a president from Dwight Eisenhower to George W. Bush, and has even been a value of something, such as when Richard Nixon met Japanese Empire Hirohito in Anchorage in 1971, or Pope John Paul II met with Ronald Reagan in Fairbanks in 1984. Obama is making his first trip to Asia since assuming the presidency, as well as his first stop ever in the 49th state. A native of the 50th state, Obama is scheduled to spend about 2 hours on the ground in Anchorage Thursday afternoon, then reboard Air Force One to continue his journey to Tokyo. Air Force One. Due to land at Elmendorf Air Base about 12:50 p.m., none of the events are open to the general public. Private meetings with service members 1 to 10 p.m. Address to service members at Hangar 1. 1:30 p.m. the Hangar 1 event will be covered live by local media. The White House extended invitations to the key elected officials, but several Republicans are passing. Democratic Senator Mark Baggett will be there. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski will be in Kotzebue, and Republican Rep. Don Young didn't come back to Alaska for the Veterans Day recess. Republican Gov. Sean Parnell will skip the visit and instead deliver a major speech on delivered maintenance at the Associated General Contractors Annual Conference in Anchorage. A long-standing committee and spokesman said Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan will attend. Air Force One is due to take off at 2:51 p.m. Obama's trip after leaving Alaska, the president will stop in Tokyo, where he will speak on his Pacific Rim policy and meet the Prime Minister Yukio Hodomomo. Other countries on the itinerary are China, Singapore, and South Korea. Obama intends to use the week-long trip to strengthen ties to Asia leaders to send a message to the United States is Asia's Pacific nation and where there are for the long haul. As one administration official poll, Obama wants Asian partners as he works to combat nuclear activities, reduce the threat of global warming, and fight the global recession. Yeah, that's about it. I'm going to play another song for you guys right now. Not too much going on in the news, but just a little bit, I guess. I'm going to play some... See what I can play for you guys here. I'm going to play some... I like to play.
You have to bit the medting.
Man, everyone's all loud. All the girls are leaving right now. I'm gonna play for you guys. Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh yeah, good song. I don't like it that much, but there are too much songs on this computer, so that's all you're going to have to work with. You're going to have to listen.
got to see. If I stay and
That was Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. No, man, I haven't come down on the cold, I think. Oh, just touched someone's Christmas tree that's all dirty. It's crap. They're all full of glitter. Well, okay. I'm going to play another song for you guys while I go wash this glitter off now. Okay, the next song I'm going to play for you guys is Please Don't Leave Me by Pink. And Pink's really, really, really good artist. And I like her music. And you guys are probably going to like the song. It's a really good song. Pink, that's pretty amazing. Aren't you guys just in a music groove right now? Don't you guys want to listen to another song? Because I do. I think I'm going to play another song for you guys. And I'm going to play the Let's see what I can play for you guys. What do you guys like to listen to? I'm gonna play. I like to listen to. Like I said, there ain't very much on this computer. I'm trying to find a song for you guys to play. Not really too much music on here. I'm gonna play Love Story by Taylor Swift. Really, really, really good song. And I'm gonna play it.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. And I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting, all there's left to do is run. You'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story.
Swift, here's one more song from her. You Belong to Me, Taylor Swift. This girl is just at the top. She's amazing right now.
upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see? How it ought to be. Laughing on a park bench, thinking to myself, hey, isn't this easy? And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it in a while since she brought you down. You say you're fine, I know you better than that. And what you're doing with a girl like that? She wears high heels, I wear sneakers. She's cheer captain and dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see that I'm the one who understands you. Been here all along, so why can't you see?
This day in history off of the King Cove Drive, 11-9-09. 11-9-1965, the Great Northeast Blackout. 11-9-1960, Robert McNamara named Ford president. 11-9-1989, East Germany opens the Berlin Wall. 11-9-1972, fire ripped through Boston. 11-9-1961, Brian Epstein meets the Beatles. 11-9-1984, Vanessa Redgrave wins Boston. I'm not sounding too great on this radio show. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be sounding great for the rest of the day. I have a cold right now, so you guys aren't even going to like this radio show. If I sounded better, it'd be 100 times better. But you guys can't hear me, so that sucks. And I have a cold. I'm just going to play some more music for you. I guess I'll play another song by Taylor Swift. I know you guys don't like to listen to me because I'm pretty sick right now. I have a cold, fighting over it. You can't even understand this, so I'm just gonna play another song for you. Okay?
And I'm caught up! Yay!
Engineering classmates.
So he won't see that I want and I'm needing everything that we should be. I'll bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without. Drew talks to me, I laugh 'cause it's so funny, but I can't even see anyone when he's with me. He says he's so in love, he's finally got it right. I wonder if he knows he's all I think about at night. He's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. Is the song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do. Drew walks by me, can he tell that I can't breathe? And there he goes so perfectly, the kind of flawless I wish I could be. She better hold him tight, give him all her love. Look in those beautiful eyes and know she's lucky, 'cause he's the reason for the teardrops on my guitar, the only thing that keeps me wishing on a wishing star. He's the song in the car I keep singing, don't know why I do.
Teardrops on My Car by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is just an amazing artist. Man, I'm sick. Really sick. I think I'm coming down on a case of the swine flu. I don't know if I can do this radio show anymore. Mr. Virgil should just give me days off and just give me the grades. Because I have the swine flu. She should be sorry for me. But she's not. And it's not going to work. But I still have swine flu. And I'm fighting it because I'm strong. And I don't sound very good on this radio show today, so I'm sorry. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play for you guys today. One more song just to leave. Man, I'm pretty sick. I don't even sound that good on here, but no. I'm gonna play No One by Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is amazing. and I can't really talk, so I'm just going to say Alicia Keys, no, and that's all. I'm sorry for not making this radio show very good. I'm pretty sick. And I'm going to keep on mentioning that because all you guys are going to be like, well, this kid sucks, but I don't. I'm the best radio show thing there is. The best there ever will be. I'm king, but I'm sick. So it's not going to sound that great. Maybe next week it's going to sound a little better. So tune in next week, and you probably should have turned this radio show off right from the start because I was sick. But you guys probably didn't because you're still sitting here with me. And I sound like crap. But I am king, and I'm the best radio show person there is. But I'm sick. So here's No One by Alicia Keys. We'll be right back. Okay, that's all for you guys this week. Played a lot of music on this radio show. Next week's gonna be better, I know that. But I'm gonna get off here now and thank you guys for listening. Next week, I'm not gonna be sick and it's gonna be a top radio show again. And this week, you pretty much just listened to music, so it wasn't a very good radio show. Good night.